The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
There I am. Hi, it's Friday, the 29th of March, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest, better on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, we're back. Took a week off, and there's lots of shows opening and closing this weekend. We'll do our best to keep you up to speed on what's happening on stage, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Yes, it's spring has happened since we were here last. What do you know about that? Look at that. Look at that. Blue sky, sun shining. Folks having their lunch on the grassy knoll outside the nest. Yes, springtime at UBC. Got to love it. I'm probably feeling normal right now for the first time in about 3 months. I was sick for a while there. I had that crazy cold everyone was going through. I was off my feet for a couple of days and then gradually sort of getting back into a normal state. My left ear is still clogged up from congestion, and you can probably hear it in my voice as well. And then last week, I took a week off and did another Western Gold show down at the PAL Studio Theater. This time it was a murder mystery called Mystery at Green Fingers, and another fun week with the gang at Western Gold. And a bit of news from Western Gold. Anna Hagen, who was one of the first guests on this show, and who because of that sort of brought me in as a performer in Western Gold. She has stepped down as artistic director, and Tanya Dixon Warren has taken over the job. Tanya is probably best known in Vancouver as a co-producer with Michael Farah of Tony and Tina's Wedding, that ran for I think about 7 or 8 years. It was one of the longest, probably the longest running show in Vancouver, and one of the longest running shows in Canada. Ongoing interactive improv wedding show Tony and Tina's that It became a Vancouver institution. It was one of those things that, you know, if you were an actor of a certain age, in a certain time of life, you probably did Tony and Tina's. And so now Tanya is taking over Western Gold Theater, and I'm sure she's going to do a fabulous job on that. So lots of stuff going on around town this weekend, and we're going to do what we can to keep you up to date on that. But first, we're going to... I didn't get a chance to really go through the music this week, so I can't tell you ahead of time what we're going to listen to. I just pulled some CDs off the shelf from the new release file. So this is one someone called Kellarisa, and it's the title track off their CD Ocean Electric, and it's right there, and it's right there. Don't push the open button, push the play button. Come on. Here we go. There it is. Okay, I'll be back in a couple minutes. So there's a new show opening up at Jericho Arts Center. Where'd you go? What are you doing? Where did that come from? Oh, that's where it is. All right, now we're fine. Anyway, there's a show opening up at the Jericho Arts Center this weekend. It's Chimerica by Lucy Kirkwood. It's United Players of Vancouver production. The sharp differences, but also similarities between two superpowers are highlighted in this thriller about an American photojournalist who is seeking the lone protester at Tiananmen Square and a Chinese dissident who pays a heavy price for inciting unrest. This is a play about the new China and our relationship to it. Bring your Huawei phone. The issues feel new, local, international, and urgent. Chimerica by Lucy Kirkwood. It's directed by Byron Parkinson. It opens tonight at the Jericho Art Center. It goes until April 21st. If you want to find out more about that, you can check out their website at unitedplayers.com. Also going on this weekend, there is show here at UBC. It opened last night, but it's running for another week or so. It's called Gold Rausch, and it's from Chile. It's written by Chilean playwright Guillermo Calderon, and it is based on a 1925 Swiss novel called Gold by Blaise Cendarrus. And it's about the California gold rush in the 1840s. It's called A Film Within a Play. It's a comedy with music that journeys through film director Oscar's efforts to make a film about the man who started the gold rush in 1848, the Emperor of California. So it's mixed with the music is sort of classic country and some Mexican banda music. So if you like music, it'll be a fun show as well. It looks like it's a bit of a comedy. It's a musical. It's a historical drama. There's all kinds of great stuff going on. And it's produced here at UBC by the theater department. So, you come and support the up-and-coming artists that will be the professionals of the future right here at UBC. So the play is happening at where is it happening? It just says at theater at UBC. Go on the tickets at .ubc.ca to find out where it is and how to get there. But tickets are only $25. Seniors are $16.50. Students are $11.50. $5 for youth. So it's a nice sliding scale. Plus, there's a 2-for-1 discount for faculty, staff, alumni, and UNA members. So check out Gold Rausch, playing now until the 8th of April, I think. And no, I'm wrong. There's only two shows left. It started a couple of weeks ago. See what happens when you take time off? You just get totally lost in everything. So yeah, there's two shows left. There's one tonight and there's one tomorrow night. So check out Gold Rausch at theater at UBC. All righty, let's take another music break. Let's go back into the past. We lost another musician, another friend. Zippy Pinhead died. Zippy was a drummer. He played in bands like Los Populeros. He was also kind of the drummer you got when your drummer wasn't available. Zippy was always there. He was affectionately known as the last one to leave the party, first one to show up, always there looking for a good time. He was one of the friendliest, gentlest, kindest people that that was part of the punk scene in the 70s and 80s. And he was 3 years younger than me, and he died. And that really hurts. He's not on this particular song, but it just sort of brings back happy memories of the good old days. So here's the Modernettes and Barbara.
Together, Barbara. Well, the dark skin is up, so she can pass. You know I'm talking about Barbara.
So the Pole Festival is underway. Pole Festival 8. This is something that started out as, I guess, kind of a an alternative to the Push Festival, with a focus on local artists, local playwrights, local actors, local directors, folks that are really just want to get some exposure, want to get started, want to get out there and do some stuff, get some pull, as they say. It is going strong. There's 6 plays that are being shown at the festival this year, written by, the first one is called The Fort by Evan Rain and Tahari Vedandi. Vejdani, there we go. Everybody's Free to Summon the Devil by Mike Gill. The Ocean by Amitai Mormonstein. Bean and Hat by Katie Gartland Close. Controller 1.0 by Millie Mumford. And The National Selection, Toronto writer named Ziad Elater, and a play called Bug Zapper. These shows are all going on at the Havana until... I never get the dates on these things, you know. I really should pay more attention. Anyway, there's just two more days left on that. It closes tomorrow, but opportunity to see. These are all short plays. I think you get to see maybe 3 or 4 at a time, lots and lots of terrific local actors, up and coming actors performing. So you get to see folks. Like I said, you know, about the UBC thing, it's actors and writers and directors that you're going to hear from for years, and you get to see them just as they're getting started, which is very exciting, and some great material. So it's the Pole Festival. It's happening at the Havana Theater on Commercial Drive until the 30th. Go to polefestival.ca to get the details, get the schedule, and get your tickets, so you don't want to miss that.
Do you want to watch films from all around the world as well as from local filmmakers, make animations, and explore virtual worlds? Well, check out the Reel to Reel Film Festival for Youth, April 7th to 13th at the Van City Theater and the Roundhouse. There's activities for the whole family, including Sunday Fun Day and a pancake breakfast. You can find more info at r2rfestival.org or facebook.com/r2rfestival.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole. CITR and Discorder just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so f-ing grateful. You.
Oh my lord, I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
We'll be right back.
So we talk about actors, and we play music by groups called actors. They're not actors themselves. They're just called actors. It's Jason Corbett, Shannon Hammett, Jameed Russell, and Adam Fink. Nice little quartet there. This is their new CD is called It Will Come to You, and that's the first track, L'Appel du Vide. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. The Run and Gun contest is coming up. It's the fifth one. We talked about this when it first started. It's Joel Ashton McCarthy, this is not a Spoon film company, film studio, and or this is a Spoon, is it? This is a, I don't know, whatever, who cares? I mean, they care. Never mind. Can we start again? All right, so Run and Gun is Vancouver's fastest-growing film race competition. Established in 2015, Run and Gun is entering its fifth installment. So far, over 100 films have been created through Run and Gun. This year, 37 teams will face off in an adrenaline-fueled competition where they have 48 hours to write, shoot, and edit a film 5 minutes in length at or less. So if you want to get involved, get your gang together and sign up. The sign-up is on their website, which is RNG48Fest.com. Yeah, that's right. Let me just double-check. Yeah, RNG Fest. That's it, RNGFest.com. And registration is on now. 37 teams will be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. So get on board right now. The competition starts on May 10th. And then on May 25th, there will be two full screenings at the Rio. One big block for the semifinalists and another for the finalists and the awards night. So if you want to get involved, like I said, once again, get on to the... get onto the website and sign up for rngfest.com. And it's This Is a Spoon Studios. That's what I was trying to say before. Okay. Now, if you've got kids or are a kid between the ages of 5 and 10 who are interested in theater, one great way of doing it is the Pantoland Academy. This is a summer event that Theater Replacement does. They're the folks that do the East Van Panto every December at the York Theater. And during the summertime, they teach kids how to be creative. They're led by a team of accredited teachers and members of the East Van Panto creative team. At the end of the camp, participants get to perform on stage at the Culch for their friends and family. It's Pantoland Academy, and it's for kids aged 5 to 10, and it's at the Culch on Venables in Victoria. There's two options. One is July 2nd to the 6th, and the other is July 8th to the 12th. It's kind of a day camp thing. It starts at 9:30 and goes until 3 in the afternoon, and... they do require that if you, as long as, you know, if you are at least 5 years old, make sure that your child has at least completed kindergarten before attending the camp, and they can only attend one of the 2 weeks. It's $325 for child, but, you know, it's a week of intensive theatrical training and lots and lots and lots of fun. Registrations... let's see, start at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, April 10th. This is very important, this part here, because they don't take early registration. You got to get on board at 8 o'clock on April 10th, and it's a first-come, first-serve thing. And these things really, like, it's like Ariana Grande tickets. They just get scooped up real fast. So mark your calendar, save the date, Wednesday, April 10th, 8 o'clock. It's Pantoland Academy, so that's, if you want to find out more information, the website is theaterreplacement.org.
Oh, the leaves keep falling down on my front porch, and I'm thinking that it might be time to go, and the cold, it keeps me here behind blue eyes. Only telling when it should be time to show. Every day I take my tired feet to the store, and I pull my heels across the dusty floor. Oh, the dusty
That's Carmana and Roots from her brand new release, Speak in Rhythms. And let's see. There we go. Actually, Carmana is a trio. It's Laura Mina Mittick, Pat Ferguson, and Merrick Olson. So there you go. With a whole bunch of other great folks helping out as well. So, yeah, Carmana is the name of the group. The album is called Speak in Rhythms, and the tune is called Roots. And I thought that was pretty good. One of our oldest and dearest friends, who I first met, my goodness, about 11 years ago, when she played the role of Jean Swanson, current Vancouver City Councilor Jean Swanson, was a character in a show that I was in called Bruce the Musical, the story of Bruce Erickson and the Downtown Eastside Residents Association. Anyway, the actor who played the part of Jean Swanson, Anna Kooman, has really come along in all kinds of different ways. She's a regular at the Arts Club. She is a actor, dancer, choreographer, and she and her husband, Andy Cohen, are in the middle of, I guess they're touring it now, or they just finished touring Circle, the reimagining of the music of Joni Mitchell. Anyway, Anna's doing an impromptu cabaret about her life called Leap of Faith. And it's about her life with Andy, with her husband, Andy Cohen. Here's the blurb. After dating a long line of losers, I was not one of them, Anna has finally found a nice Jewish boy to introduce to her Catholic parents. What could go wrong? Join Anna for a glass of wine as she recounts navigating the landmine of planning an Italian-Croatian Jewish wedding, attending conversion classes, and trying to say goodbye to her longtime boyfriend, Jesus. It's happening at the Havana. Next weekend, Thursday night and Friday night at 7 o'clock, it's Leap of Faith, an impromptu cabaret. There's a Facebook page, and there's also a website, impromptucabaret.com. We've also got it on the Facebook, on the Dave Radio Facebook page too. So yeah, Anna is a lot of fun. She's a great entertainer, and this should be a fun show to see. So check out Leap of Faith next weekend at the Havana. All right, who are we going to listen to now? Let's listen to... Is that it? Yes, this is Echo Nebraska.
Is something on your mind? There's a new disguise, better than before, better than before. Oh, too much of the same thing all the time stands out, and it feels like you're trying so hard.
There's a nationwide event called the Canada Monologue Slam that has been going on all month. There was one in Toronto, one in Montreal, one in Ottawa, and now this weekend it's happening in Vancouver at the VFS Cafe, which is at the Vancouver Film School at 390 West Hastings Street. This is a chance for actors across Canada to have a little space to create, compete, and collaborate with the goal of building a stronger and more vibrant industry for everybody. It is a... let me see. Where was it? I had it there. There it goes. Anyway. Oh. Click the wrong button and it just disappears. Anyway, what happens is that if you are an actor, you can sign up. Just go to monologueslam.ca to register, and you can perform a monologue, either something that you have written yourself or that you have taken from from the canon, just take your favorite monologue and do it. Basically, you're given 1 to 3 minutes to perform monologue of your choice. They can be either original or existing. You are encouraged to bring props and costumes that complement your performance. And after you've done the monologue, the contestant, you will receive notes and critique from each of the judges. And then they will go through round two and give you an improv theme to incorporate in your monologue. And then you're asked to give it again. You have a minute to do the same monologue, this time incorporating the new theme. And then that will be judged by the audience, with the scores being added. And the winner gets a $100 cash prize and an opportunity to defend your championship at the next event. So if you want to find out more, go to monologueslam.ca. It's happening at the VFS Cafe tomorrow night. So that's the information if you want to participate. If you just want to go and watch, then just go to the VFS Cafe tomorrow night. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 8 o'clock, or 7 o'clock. Sorry, show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10, and looks like if you like watching people fail on stage, it's just a great opportunity. That's not fair, but it is fun because you never know what you're going to see. You could see somebody just totally flop, or you could see an amazing performance that you never expected. Sometimes the actors themselves didn't expect it. Just check it out. It looks like a lot of fun. Monologue Slam at the VFS thingy-majig on Hastings Street. There is a workshop going on this weekend on Sunday. Is it Sunday or Saturday? No, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow. It's called Playing with Status. And this is it's not officially from Theater Sports. It's not a Theater Sports event, but it is taken from the person that developed Theater Sports, Keith Johnstone. He's sort of the father of improv in Canada. Status, as defined by Keith Johnstone, is how one perceives themselves in relationship to others. Some folks have low status. Some have high. Oftentimes, we subconsciously work to be as close to the status of those around us. So in this workshop, you get to play with the spectrum of status, how it can be affected by relationships, environments, and other intentions. It's a great tool for actors who want to develop multidimensional characters and truthful relationships on stage and on camera. It's led by Jeff Gladstone and Ali Froggatt. It's happening on Saturday between Saturday and Sunday. That's why I got confused. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can go to their Facebook page, which we have linked to on the Dave Radio page, or you can go to Eventbrite and look up Playing with Status Weekend to register, get tickets, and all the rest of it. And it's going to be happening at, where is it happening? It's happening at a studio. Oh, it's at 529 East Broadway. So check that one out, Playing with Status Workshop. And one other thing I wanted to throw at you, it's a play coming up in the middle of April. It's from ZZ Theatre. Dave DeVoe, who was playwright in residence at ZZ, has written another one. It's called Dead People's Things. It stars Eileen Barrett and Megan Chinofsky. And it is, let's see, directed by Cameron McKenzie. It's about Phyllis, a millennial who inherits a house and all its contents after her estranged hoarder aunt commits suicide. She then must work with her neighbor, Bernice, a baby boomer who has been named executrix, to try to make some sense out of the life and death of the woman she barely knew through the things she left behind. Based on true events, Dead People's Things is a heart-rending, haunting, and examining loneliness and the strange contradiction between belongings and belonging. That starts on April 17th, and I'm just letting it climb up. That's going to be at Studio 16, which is at 7th and Granville in Vancouver. $35, but there will be a couple of pay-what-you-can performances April 21st and 28th, and if you want to find out more about that, go to ZZ Theater, spelled Z-E-E-Z-E-E, and that's what we have to say about that.
I've been waking the dead. I've been waking the dead, no. I've been waking the dead. I've been waking the dead. I am walking out right now, headed for our galaxy, and I will leave the window open just in case you'd like to leave. We'll go past the cemetery, swinging chains and ringing chimes. Muddy ground spills what we buried, all our brothers and sisters rise. But I can feel it. What's tying you to this world? Let's go often. Let's go often like two sparrows who aren't knowing, who are not knowing what they are. Yeah, let's go walking. Let's go where the trembling takes us. Let's go now. Yeah, let's go.
Well,
Music from the Honey Tongues. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. The Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance is holding their unified general auditions in April. Oh, it's coming up. My goodness. Tuesday and Wednesday. Each spring, the GVPTA holds unified general auditions, an opportunity for local theater performers to be seen by casting directors throughout the region. It's happening on April 2nd and 3rd. If you want to find out more, you want to sign up, go to gvpta.ca and search for unified general audition. There's also general auditions for Western Canada Theatre and Gateway Theatre. They're doing a combined thing. Western Canada is located in Kamloops, Gateway's in Richmond. Their two artistic directors are going to put their heads together and see as many people as they can. It's going to be in Richmond, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And actors are invited to apply for audition time by sending an electronic copy of your resume and headshot to auditions at WCTLIVE.ca. Make sure you put General Auditions Vancouver in the subject line. Deadline for it is today at 5 o'clock. So get on it. The Recovery Show. We've talked about this a few times. They keep asking for more folks. It's a kind of a collaborative production about addiction and recovery put on by Vancouver Coastal Health. And right now they're looking for a lighting designer. They're looking specifically for a post-secondary theater tech student who's looking for some career-related work experience. They'll offer opportunities for collaborating with a director, designing for a variety of multimedia performance vignettes, traditional transitional lighting, and Q2Q experience. Upon successful completion of the job, the applicant will receive a letter of reference and an honorarium. The event happens between April 8th and May 16th at the Culture Lab on Venables and Victoria. And if you want to find out more, go to spotlightonmentalhealth.com and look for Consumer Initiative Fund, CIF, The Recovery Show. Surrey Civic Theatre and Surrey Heritage are doing a thing called Surrey Reenactors. It's going to be done around, in and around Surrey at various events throughout the summer. They are looking for an actor to take on the role of Irene Margaret Bourassa, who tells her story through the ages of 16, 24, and 40. They're looking for an actor who has the ability to sing a cappella and do some dancing. Also, the ability to play a musical instrument and comfortably improvise are also assets. Submit your CV, headshot, and cover letter to Jessica Ann Nelson at jessica.nelson@surrey.ca and go to surrey.ca/heritage to find out more about that one. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen are doing the Ladies Foursome. This is a play by Norm Foster that has been adapted for a female cast. It's usually done by guys. So looking for four women between the ages of 40 and 55. The auditions are April 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. The show itself runs in June in Tsawwassen. And if you want to be familiar with the script, you can find a copy of it at the Vancouver Public Library. Barbers Association of BC looking for some models, five male and one female model dancers to perform to a piece of music for a hair show on April 8th. If you want to find out more about that, contact Carrie Constable at carrie@londonschool.ca. Killjoy Theatre is doing a couple of shows for the Revolver Festival in May. One is called Burka Boutique by Brishke Ahmed, and the other is called Fireflies by Canon Hewitt. Burka Boutique is the story of a multi-generational group of women taking refuge inside a burka boutique free from political allegiance in the midst of war. The play is intentionally set in a fictional location in the Middle East, looking for a cast of women of color with roots in countries that have a history with Islam. And Fireflies is a multimedia exploration of identity and body autonomy in a dystopian future Japan, looking for three actors, a female-identifying Japanese actor in their 30s or 40s, a Japanese man or masculine-presenting actor playing Suzuki, who's in their 20s, and a Japanese or Korean masculine-presenting actor in their 30s or 40s to play the doctor. You can send your information to killjoytheater@gmail.com, and you can contact Annie West, who is the co-producer, at killjoytheater@gmail.com. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, coming up again for their 25th season, and that is for performers between the ages of 9 and 19 who want to develop their acting, singing, dancing, and other performing skills for a successful career in the performing arts. Two sessions this summer, one July 2nd to the 25th. The second one is August 6th to 29th. It costs $750 for members, $850 for non-members. You have another couple of days. Deadline for application is Monday, April 1st. Look up jccgv.com to find out more information about that. And finally, Geekenders are doing Alice in Glitterland. The auditions are today and tomorrow at the Renegade Studios. And they are looking for dancers, movers, improvisers, and stuff like that. So go on to Facebook. I don't think we've linked the Facebook page on ours yet, but I'll do that right after we come off the air. But it's Alice in Glitterland, Geek Enders on Facebook, and their auditions are happening today and tomorrow. And what do you know? We got through it. If you want details on these or other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And remember, if you have anything that you want announced, you can. If you got a song that needs airplay, I play songs all the time. You just heard me play songs. You send me a song. If you have a show that needs an audience, if you have an audition that needs actors, if you have a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We are at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. And stick around, because Audrey is waiting to come in and do Too Dreamy. She'll be followed by Beppy Crespin Presents at 2 o'clock and Spoonerism Day. And Nardwar the Human Serviette, our own darling napkin boy, will be here at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.
Up those eyeballs. Your dose of 24 consecutive hours of essential cinema returns to the Cinematheque this spring. Join us for the 24-hour movie marathon, March 30th to 31st. 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's the Sleep Be Damned Challenge that only the most seasoned cinephiles dare to tussle with. A super secret lineup of films will be served. A medley of forgotten gems and art house hits from around the world. There will be prizes, complimentary craft beer, tasty treats, and much more. This event is 19 plus. Tickets are $60 and seating is very limited. Reserve your ticket today by visiting thecinematheque.ca.
So cool.
MRG Concerts presents Philly-based indie rock band Hopalong with guest Summer Cannibals, live in Vancouver. Catch them at the Biltmore Cabaret on April 7th. Tickets are moving fast, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
You either been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
He feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes Cosmos is